are you, Dr. Braccio?
Well, I'm never better. We're going to have a beautiful day today. It'll be just a tremendous summer day. Let's enjoy it. No complaining about it's too hot today. Just enjoy the heat and remember January.
All right. Got a question for you. This was an email question, and it's titled, Teen Needs Support Motivation. Dr. Braccio, our 17-year-old son is a pretty neat kid. He gets along well with just about everyone. Our concern is that he's a remarkably average student in spite of strong academic potential. We have had him evaluated a few years ago, and he was found to be very intelligent, but not very motivated academically. He rarely gets a D or a B. It seems he aims exactly for the C and gets it. Our concern is that he enters his senior year next year. What can be done to fire him up? We've tried to bribe him, punish him, and just about everything else. He says he'll go to Lansing Community College when he graduates and try to find out from there what his future holds. Most of our friends think we're lucky to have him and not to worry so much about him. They think he's a great kid who will do fine. What do you think?
Well, just on the face of it, I think he will do fine. That would be my general impression. You qualified his C's, if you will, by the fact that he really is a good guy. He works hard in life. He's well-liked. He's successful. Okay. At this point, he's not highly motivated in school. I wish he were. I think we all wish that students would work to their potential and do the best they can. They've tried to bribe him. They've tried to punish him. They've tried to do a lot of things, and apparently it has not really worked. But he's an average student. He's going to go to the community college, which is a wonderful place for someone to be like him at this time when he gets there. And at that point, he's going to need to determine what he wants to do. Now, if he decides to slack off and not do anything successful, that would be unfortunate. He doesn't appear to be that kind of guy. He appears to be a person who hasn't quite found what really motivates him. He knows he has to get at least average grades. He's successful in all areas of his life, and average is successful. We might want him to do better. He has more potential to do better. The parents have done the testing. It's just a question of he has to determine that he's going to do it. He's at an age where you're probably not going to make too many radical changes. And overall, he's, I'd say, better than most children at this time.
You know, I've learned from our 7 and 10-year-olds that a lot of times you have to let them go and let them figure it out for themselves in sports. They were both struggling in hitting the baseball, and we did a lot of early work, and it helped them. But when I would suggest, hey, let's go out and, work on this or work on this, I got some negative feedback. And I'm just thinking, hey, there's other things that I could be doing now. I'm trying to help you. But it sounds like what you're saying is if kids are pretty smart and pretty sharp, they'll realize, you know what? What I'm doing is not working. I got to go out and get help. But trying to make them do something usually won't succeed.
And I also think community colleges are often underrated, Tony. They're places where people can get a good jump in life. And a lot of times, they may end up at a school that they couldn't have even gotten into if they had even had really good grades while they were in high school. That sounds like a crazy thing, but you get a 3.5, get a good student, and good grades at a community college, and you can really pretty much pick your school, because schools are not that difficult to get into as a sophomore. They're often exceptionally difficult to get into as a freshman. So he, ironically, could end up in even a very high-tier university when he comes out of the community college. So we've got him from being an average C student to potentially being a top flight university student. The question will be, what's he going to do?
Dr. Braccio, before I let you go, I need to ask you about Congressman Anthony Weiner. We haven't talked a lot about this because it's not news. It's kind of a sad story. But here is a guy who's a very powerful congressman, seems to have it all going on, and all of a sudden he's all over the internet, on Twitter, on Facebook, trying to meet women, sending photos out, many of them inappropriate. What would motivate someone who would seem to have it all to do something like this?
There appear to be a high level of people that I'll just call them the risk takers. They just want to do certain things, and they're really not aware of that the fact that they can easily get into trouble or they don't believe it's going to happen. It's the only thing I can think of. I sometimes get the feeling that people in power, and these do often appear to be men, almost feel they're invisible or invincible and just can go out and do things that are pretty outrageous. He's married, and he's contacting women. He's sending pictures of himself. That's, you know, no one's perfect, Tony, but that's really quite an inappropriate thing to be doing, particularly when you're pretty judgmental, which he is. I mean, he definitely takes strong positions, and good for him at that level. But when you tend to be somebody who's the critic, very staunch in your beliefs and what you're pushing forward, and then you do things like this, it tends to really look back on you in even a worse way, because no one, I think, has ever seen him as a moderate, pulled-together kind of person. And I'm not knocking him at that. I like people that have strong views and push them. But then when you do this type of thing, it does you open you up to a lot of ridicule. But apparently he just figured that this was nothing was going to happen, or even if something did come up, it wasn't going to be a very big thing. Pretty sad, pretty tragic for him, his wife, and his family. Just another one of these public, very bad examples for himself and for everyone else.
I think if I took pictures of my body and posted them on our Twitter account, Dr. Braccio, people would post me, please, dude, cover that up right away.
Well, you look fine, Tony.
All right, Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Good talking to you.